años, porque no es como más básico de eso.
Okay, Rabotai. So a couple of things. So we're continuing this week in Yoni Hashakalim, then we have Tamacharif, we're almost finished. And then we'll find the date of the Bechina. And then whatever time is left till the end of June, we could do some more topics of maybe Malikish, whatever is left, you know. Still think you should learn these topics, even though it's not on the Bechina. Okay. We want to wish a Mazel Tov to Sam Aronson. Bez Hashem is getting married. B'Shah Tov and Mislachas. Wednesday evening. B'Shah Tov. Well, but this is going to, next one, but he's going to be, this is his last, whatever time, he's going to go out of town. So while he's here, we should wish him Mazel Tov and Semen Tov, Mazel Tov, different topics. We mentioned probably all of them, but it's good to see inside. The first thing is about Leben Kal. So we saw the Mordechai. The Leben Kal means that even though this particular Kli needs Hagola, so sometimes it's easier to do Hagola, just put it on the fire. And, you know, so some people require, whatever, 500 or something like that. But the Igaret did, as we saw in the Mordechai, is what? Is Yatzo Ledesbo. And that's in the Beis Yosef, right here. He quotes the fourth line of the Beis Yosef, the long lines. The middle, cut of Mordechai, she read the Caleb blue me Yisra, son of Levin. Right? If you have Yisra, then you need Levin. A blue heter, but like Cholom, she turned to Labna, because they laugh with Tachta Pashti, the Shabasa, or Ifcha, eight son of Levin Godel, the Shiras Kleber, Rat Al Adshe Tehei Yad, so let us go. Mishnei Evraim. Fourth wide line in the Beis Yosef, on the long wide lines, in the middle of the line. Of Mordechai. Got it? No. The fourth line, the wide lines, the very wide lines, it says, Chasaf HaMordechai. So he says that a blue heter on the next line, he goes, Shalcholov, Shetar Hulabna, Kadei Lapos Tachtea Bashtina, So Basar Ifka ain't Sarach Leibun Gadol, the Shiras Kalipa Rak Hashatei, he had some lettuce called Mishnei Avreim. He says, V'gam Regilim Livdok Al Dei Nesinus Kach Alevi, V'chus Lilos in Nisra Fakash, V'hachi Sagi. They can take a piece of straw and just put it to the thing and see if it burns. And then if it burns, you know that you got this year.
Well, they got the lettuce for us.
Well, if you convert a store, you know for sure it's after letter. So that, in other words, that was a way of testing. I guess you could test by putting your hand there. And, well, yeah, so this is, a simple way of testing. Okay, so that's the... So the mice, people of Mamachmir, I ain't safe for Vijibarta Bum. It has a higher shear from Thomas Feinstein, whatever, but this is the Beis Yosef, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't use, like we pointed out in that safer, doesn't use the words Yatzoletisbo, didn't make those words didn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. But if you look in the Beis Yosef, you'll see what it's all about, Yatzoletisbo. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't have to tell you the Yatzoletisbo, it just tells you this, because that was the way of being bodig. Others will machmir, like he quotes, I think, from Rav David Feinstein in the Andy Bartabom, to do a higher temperature, much higher temperature. But if you look in the Beis Yosef, that's what you see. Okay, so that's one thing. Then
it's only for Hetzer Bolov?
Hetzer Bolov, yeah.
Either way, though, Hetzer Bolov would be fine. If you didn't want to do
Hagala. Hetzer Bolov, you could do Hagala, yeah.
Is an alternative,
yeah. Alternative medicine. Alternative. Alternative hechsher.
So does Kash burn when he has a lettuce or not? Is that the assumption here?
That if it'll burn, then for sure it was yet to lettuce.
Yeah, but Kash will not burn merely yet to lettuce.
Yeah, but with the Beis Yosef is saying, the Mordechai is saying, you don't really need kash burning. Kash burning is a siman that for sure you've got yatzoletis. I mean, you want to have another type of siman, you can have another type of siman. I tell you, you can put your hand there. That's another type of siman. Okay. Now let's take a look on page 3. In Tzachim Lamed Amud Beis, the first word in the line is the Poka. Hilchachai Buchya. Rashi says, certain type of kli that you would bake bread in it. At least you want to kasher it. Hesikul mibachutz v'osher. Since the fire source is not inside the kli, is outside the kli, so then just being on the fire source wouldn't be good. That's why imalia gumri shapir dami. You have to fill coals inside, and that would be a libun inside. So look in the Pri Megadim on page 4.
So if the fire is outside, then it's not a good
answer. Right. Right, so that's why some people don't allow even self-cleaning. I think my friend Rav Yankel Bergstein, I think, told me from Rav Yecheskel Roth that he doesn't even allow you know, self-cleaning because it's Haseku Mibachutz. And this is the Prima Gadim here on page 4. The second arrow says, "Kedev shel matzah tzarich lemalos gicholim b'fnim dafka." You need b'fnim dafka. And then there are other. Not really, one brick. That would be one. We need the Asian side. And then others. The Beis Shlomo, Shav Shlomo Drimmer, right? One of the Gedolei HaPoskim. What he writes, Yashresh Yaakov on Yevamos, right? They've been reprinting the Beis Shlomo in nice print. You know, with notes and, you know, this is the new print of the Beis Shlomo. So he also discusses Lieben Kal. He writes here in the third column, Ube Emes. Right, Lieben Kummer. So he's going to say the following. Gubemis Lieben Kazeh, talking about Lieben Kal now. Humor Sas Yosef Hagolo, Kumahach Lieben Chikas Nishu, Hamalabi Bachutz. Hey, Kosev, Yadvar Nechonim Kavor Mordechai. Shall Lieben Kal, who shall Yosef Bichol and Mifnim, as Yad. So let's go to Mokom Shemavar Hasheni, Hem Hasheni, Neged Mokom Gichol. Kach Sholom Nogim Lachmi Sheikhashko, Ochut Nisraf Mibachutz. The Lord Zigu Beish and Shayat, so let's go to Shnei Evar of Eno Klo, the Gar Megol. So he says that he wants the kasher. So he says, also by leaving Kal, you go be Bifnim. So you put the Kalim Bifnim, and you do, so that's even a bigger Kiddush. That even by leaving Kal has to have the regular dinim of Liban, which is Haseku Bifnim. So that's what he says. He says the Rabbi Gamliel Kal Malachah Lo Mahani Klum El Shneir John Liebman Shem Aslam Haventish Liebman Kal Malachah Shayet Zolaresbo. He says, "Remes Liebman Kazeh Humo Ksas Yosim Hagol Kavachah Liebman Shakash Nisraf." The Rabbi Nachum Shavuor Mordechai Shem Liebman Kal Hu Shayasim Gecholim Mibifnim. As Shayet Zolaresbo Bemokum Shem Ve'Eve Hasheni Neged Hamokum Gecholim. So the same idea, you put the Gecholim inside and it gets hot till the outside. But it starts with Gecholim Mibifnim. One second, Vulgar, we keep 1 second, Shem Chasim Bog Deva, Daiba Golo. 1 second. And then he says the same thing that I told you from the Klach Shel Ezoif, on the fourth column. He says, when it's Zeya, that's not called Tashmish all day or. Then you don't need Liban by Zeya. What's the Svara for? We'll get to that. And that's the and here he writes it the Farish. The first Kuf Samach Chuba Pei Zayin, and it's a Kuf Samach Dalet, is even clearer on page 10. I guess, I don't know, did they get this? There must be a reason that I didn't Xerox from the new printing. Either the new printing didn't get up to Kuf Samach Dalet when I made this copy, or it was missing, or I wouldn't have Xerox from the old printing if I had the new printing. Right? But this is the Kuf Samach Dalet, where he writes in Beferish. We call Mokum Nira Da'av, and Mokum Shaddai believe in Kal, Tashmisho Kachaksher, Hesek, Yibakutz, Lo Mahani. So that's what he's saying, that it's like Kibolo Kachpolto. I mean, in a funny way, because when you're cooking, fire's outside. But the thing that got in was inside, so therefore the Heksher has to come from the inside. Even by what? Liban Kal. So this is a bigger Chumrah. I mean, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you need Hesek Mibifnim. And that's we saw that you need Hesek Mibifnim. That's what we saw in the Prima Gadim, you need Hesek Mibifnim. And the Beis Shloimeh just is the one to apply it also to Liban Kal. And the Marsham also discusses this. On page 11, Tehsek Moel Shalo Yeser Klal Vashas Beliosim Mislaven Biyad Adafkim Nesem Mikodim Tzarek HaKachach Libim Kedino. He's saying you have a Tanur Parashah Sheish Tikra Lamala Shal Barzal Olam Nogim Vavashal Afos Machalik Olam Zeh Olam Lamala. And then you use a Basar. Then he quotes the Avitz, this idea that if it's very hot, it's going to take him Islam and Kereg al de Hesek. Tafshim and Yon Hesekum and Bahots, we call Mokum Nisharach Mahat, where Kosov is of Heta, the Mesveka, Tolish Shishim and Negatipa Sazeya. כל שכן בניון דינו של ליגה או בשעס בליאס הזיה על ידי חום ועל ידי הסג מבחוץ הקופונים So he's saying that if something has a hesek b'chutz, it's very hot, then the zeya comes right away. It could be huksha right away. So he's mashma that hesek for what? For leaving kal, he can have hesek b'chutz, and that could help to right away have machshir it. If you have the fire, so. So it's going to get in, but then it's going to be huksha right away. And then you have the rasha svara that he says that maybe it got even burnt up even before. In other words, he's talking about an oven that you have used for fleishik and then for milking. So he says, that as soon as you use it for fleishik, now you turned it on, you're going to use it for milchuk, so it's going to kasher it right away. Ah, it's hesek mibachutz, okay, it's good. Or it might even be so hot that it would never even nivla. That's his other svara that we saw. Even cow, because he's saying whatever the zayab, he's saying the Marsham is saying what I told you from the Klach Chalezo, the Liban, that the zaya only requires hagolah. Yeah, but the only thing the Shlomo's machmir that the Liban cow you need hesek mi bithnim. He's saying that Liban cow you can even have hesek mi achutz.
They agree that you only need
leave in the house. For what? For Zaya? Now, Rabbi Badi has told me that he felt not that way.
The Rosh is the Marsham holds like the Rosh, in other words.
The Marsham, no, he throws in the Rosh's an added sniff. He says that when you turn in an oven, so automatically it's Huksha.
That's the Rosh or that's the Marsham?
That's the Marsham. Because it gets hot. And what do you need? You only need what? Liban Kal. Because it's all, the only thing is a Zaya.
Can you ever shake up your oven?
No. Unless you have treif meat that you mamish put directly on the thing. But
even there, it's only
sale.
There's no.
If you put a piece of treif meat on the grates, and then you're going to use those same grates afterwards.
No,
you have grates, and then you put a treif meat on the grates, and then you're going to use it for kosher meat later.
Right.
So then there was a blia from the treif meat onto the grates. But we don't do that. We use a pan. We don't put meat directly. So this is the Mari de Gazach, that you get an automatic hechsher as soon as you put it on with an oven. And then, besides that, you have the Rosh Hashanah that maybe you didn't even need the hechsher because it burned up before it got up there. Which Rabbi Badi holds that the way you tell is if there's no liquid, no condensation on the time, so it's just a simon that it got burnt up before here.
Would it be the same issue if you had a piece of kosher meat and you put dairy on it? Would this
piece of kosher meat, Yanu.
Kosher meat on the grain, and then there you recommend that grain also would be the same issue as if you had this non-kosher meat on that grain, meaning the natural deal.
That's still a question of hetera bala. If you hold like the Alta Rebbe. Now the Mogen Elif, who's that? Rav Arya Lev Zunz? So he says,
so
they need people growing. If you put the choice of meat, mamish on the grave, they need people growing. Yeah. It says, Bukhya, and say, we're going to go to the Kosher, that Klau, who would be in the Hagol, Kibolo, Kach, Polto. He came to Moshe Bola, and say, we're going to go to the Kosher, Kach, Yiflo. He said, Fakir, Kibolo, Kach, Kach, Polto. It should be, but he think the fire was Mil Bukhya Mitam came to Klichera Shaina Yotzim Dof Lo Shah Bokabol Kak Polto. He Mukh Behedya, he didn't say a word, they didn't live in Klichera Sofiza in Huma Techas, how we shall say Kumachutz. Mikhsha Gam came to the Hensach Jabachutz, a beautiful Bokak Polto. So this is against all these other sheetas, and that's how everybody passes. This saves all the Rav Vadi holds you probably don't even need anything, but outside that you need something for an oven, so you just turn on the oven high, and you'll have Kibolo Kach Polto. But again, Rav Vadi holds there's no such thing in the degrees in Kibolo Kach Polto. But he's saying that the only reason why they said you need Hesek B'Fnim, that's only by Cheres, that it's not Yotze Midei Dofio, but by Mateches. By Metechus, he travels, and you could just turn on the oven, and even though the fire is underneath, you're okay.
My parents wants to start. I mean, even though the whole thing is bad, doesn't mean it had enough.
He says, came to her say in a yotzi mi didof yo lo shach bo kibolo kach polto. So what's the story about Keres? Is not going to get hot enough? Is that what you're saying? Or, I mean, normally we don't do libun by Keres because Hashina dil mapaki. So you won't do a good job. But by Metechus, you don't have that Dilma Paki. So he said, Ravavadi holds, and the Ariel of Suns holds what you say. That the Maisa, it's tat. So.
Doesn't
that
just mean we believe in power?
Yeah.
What is his
status
here?
The Hesek Mibachutz is good. If the heat, if it, the maisa it gets hot, whatever heat you need is there, then. Yeah, and here you don't even need polar, but the maisa, all you need is the heat level. So you have the heat level. And that's a true Rashi as well on page 15. He says, "Yogi Shlomo Shani Cheres Min Betechas How the Kain the Cheres Ain Yotzei All Day Hagola Rak All Day Libun Lomo Halibun B'Chutz Lanivu B'Fnim Betechas Shani Dacham B'Chutz Ocham Kulo." That's what you said, Rabbi Tachman. It conducts heat. It conducts heat. So the main, that's what I recommend that you should do. If you ever have an oven, no blow torches. Again, there are sheeters, I'm not telling you not. I mean, your Rashid is that hole from blowtorches. But you also can, you know, can burn yourself. So just turn it on, very simple. And that's only assuming that you need to do anything. I mean, you don't even need to do anything, but all the time you need to do something, you just turn on the oven, even if it's not self-cleaning oven. Because probably there's no bliya in the first place, and even if there's a bliya, so all these achronim say it's only zeya. And zeya is hagola sufficient, and therefore leaven kala sufficient, and therefore it's all good. Shalom al Yisrael. The band was burned up 100 times already.
What do you think is the altar just stuff that comes up?
Yeah, all burnt stuff.
The grease?
All burnt stuff. It's all burnt.
Basically, what makes it problem to begin with?
It's all burnt. Cool on this stuff. Our Shlomo goes up there.
Who does the people use the self-cleaning oven? You need to. Is there a specific source that they rely on?
Well, they're holding that. That Liban, they're assuming that you need Liban Chomer. So they're not working. Either they're working that even Zaya needs Liban. Remember, we talked and said maybe like based on the Ramah Mipano, maybe.
Oh, no, but it has to be a cook.
What?
Meaning the self cleaning is that it has to be a cook.
Right.
So where are they getting it at?
So that there can be Ariolave Suns also. But the lice and the heat travels through.
Is that the source? Is there another source that?
Ariolave Suns is good enough for me.
I'm saying like an earlier source.
He's pretty early. How many Ariolave Suns? Right? Pretty early. Before your grandfather was born. Before your great-great-grandfather.
And also, really,
yeah.
When we say, well, I remember saying that maybe it's probably only Zaya because we have it, we put it on the pan inside of the oven, or if we put it on that. So, when we said before that when you have the tifa pala, and it falls like on the outside of the gadeir, or it falls on the side of the pot, we say that it becomes the pot, and we're worried about bleeds from the outside of metal getting into the inside of the metal. Why don't we say that?
But you also said that if it's on the side of the age, it gets nisrof.
Right, but I'm saying, let's say it falls in the pot. Why aren't we worried that if I have put meat on a pan inside of my oven, that the meat travels to the grease, or as the gravy in it travels to the grease? Like we're worried about when the color falls on the pot from the outside.
So maybe meat travels to the grease? Whatever, it's Rav Tish Misho, not that way, and then, leave a cowl, so. Yeah.
What?
1768, okay? Shlomo. 1768. You want an early source? I'll give you 1768. Yeah. Right, that's pretty early. Another person who is on the Machmir side of things is the Shara Mitzuyana Mahalacha. You know Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun? You know him? Sharm Tzion Halacha. His grandson is the Poisek in Chabad today. In Crown Heights. He's on the Besdin. He's one of the three. Right? The grandson of Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun. Sharm Tzion Halacha. So he also writes, Tanuri, on the bottom of page 18, right side. Tanuri gas electric shall open by Ugo Shkola Shana. Basically, we bachutz below the socher mokanafir and gugos Lo mahani hesik zel hotzi abalua. Tzarech lelavlo mibifnim. So that's where all these shittas about the machmir way. So he works good for Lubavitch because they like hesek mibifnim, the variant of hesek mibifnim. And then the Bach is the famous Tshuvas HaBachi on page 19. He says, He says the famous piece that if you have two pieces of meat, one next to the other, so the zeya goes up straight. So that's okay. But the body always holds that there's no zeya in an oven, but if you have one thing on top of the other, then there could be, because before it travels a couple of inches till it hits the thing, the zeya will, but the time that it hits to the top, it's already, the zeya's already gone. So that's why he told me, as a gzeira, he always tells people never to put fleishig and milchig in the oven at the same time. Because, technically, if it's seb tzadzeh, like the Bach says, every once in a while you'll get a phone call that they put in, you know, two things together, they want to know if it's fleishig or what. And so you have to know how they're positioned. If they're one next to the other, it's much more tall, because then the zeya just go up straight. They one above below the other, then that could be a problem.
Meat and cheese one next to the other, same
level. Meat and cheese one next to the other, not zeya, so that's
that is more of a problem to make them.
Right.
If one of them is covered, is it?
Right, it could be one of them covered, it might be a tzad also, and that's the Tshuvas HaRashi we saw before on page 20. Tzarech Leidon, Kedera, Rosach, and Mechabel Zeya. The Shema, he writes as a Shema. Maybe it's not Mechabel Zeya, because it burns up. And then I did an article from Rabbi Tzion Vosner that I always quote you. So I put it in this packet again. I think we had it ready when we did. That's why they need to be Zeya B'tanur. And then Hekshar Kli L'chatzayim, we pointed out that you could be Makshir a Kli, you don't have to do it all at once. Right? Not like by Tzvila, when you go to the Mikvah, it's all at once. you take a look, just, you know, the body's truly here, page 42, which makes it clear. He says, yeah, this is very important because people, I told you, people have this impression you always have to put something in something else. Right? Like, when you have a fork that gets tray, so you put it in the thing. When you have a pot that gets tray, you have to put it in another pot. And another pot in the other pot. So this is the point. It's not his chiddush, but I mean, maybe part of it. But he says, Sheila, Klisha Tzarech Hadola, Yimetzel Hagel Oso Rakmi Vifnim. Right, that's the question. You could just boil water inside. That was the question. I didn't suffer from a zard. I'm reading a biyor gedola shi'atech b'mayim. I said tia hagalasa. Right, the Gemara says in a zara that a big pot that you can't fit in another, but a bigger pot, you just boil water inside, and that's hagala. That's on the page before. Shekol masha omru le'el minei the yor ketana b'tok gedola ena kedei lahagil. To all of our sicha mifnim. In other words, the point that you put a fork in, to all of our sicha mifnim mifalatas mikol ovei hadofen. That's the big yisod that people have no clue about. That if you have a treif pot, when you boil water inside of it, that takes out the belief from the whole thickness of the dofen. You don't have to put every pot into another pot. In other words, the only thing is the question about the rim. So what he said is you fill it, you have it overflow, you know, and you build a rim around it, and then it'll overflow, and the rim will make sure that it touches the whole rim. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says here. I involve him now, page 37 at the bottom. You put a little yora kli in another bigger kli. You put yor gedol mai. Tashma who do the hide beirav akved hader. So you have it that it pours over. So what's the word? So that's the word. In other words, the Gemara never said, Rabbi's point from the Chazon Ish, the Gemara never said the reason why you need a Yor Gedola, Yor Katan and Yor Gedola, but Yor Gedola, you can't find a bigger one. It's not because it's not going to pollute the whole thing. Pollute the whole thing. The only question is the rim. Right. So that doesn't mean you have to get the outside of the wall wet. So that's, he quotes the that's what the Chazon Ish writes. Ainu kedei l'hagil gabi b'chutz. The olam r'sichem ifnim mefaladis kol ovei adolfin. The only question is about the rim. Kol ba shetaruch l'mal l'mayim hu rak b'chelim g'dolim she'in lahem mechsos. Then Rav Abadi has a chiddush that he says that, but that's only if you don't have a covering. Like our pots today will have coverings. He says that you could fill it part of the way, put the rim on, and then it'll steam up the rest, and that steam will get through the cracks as well.
It'll cover in the inside of the lid. Is that the point?
So it'll cover. Catches the rim of the cleat.
Okay.
I don't think they had it. They didn't. Ray Baker Smosh, Shakota, the Ukan, of all night, they come go to Nasa Zeg, Dolch, and Savu, who said, Shamayim Harvey Meazea, Pasha Shamor, and Hagola. Yeah. Right, the Kisa, right. Why did they say that? That's much easier. Okay, it's a good time. I have to ask them. Good Kasha. That's what it says.
How would this scheme kasha the ring of Haman should have laid it on? Is it just a lid covering over the...
Right, but the steam will infiltrate, will penetrate.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, why don't we see the ring that you have provided with the kasha on the rasha? How you get everything except the rim, which damage the shadow. It's not all that. In that first one, I fill it up, I avoid the cheese.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to catch it. Mm-hmm. Let's see what he okay. Also an interesting catch. That will cause the steam to hit, will go up to hit the mixer, and then spread around
the rim.
But if you don't have the covering, it'll just go up. Here, it'll be blocked off to go up,
and it'll be like a roof over it,
and that will cause the steam to go. Uh-huh. And any crack
sort of, spread out.
Spread out. So it'll spread out underneath the rim. Or other people will just pour hot water or use the hot brick or something and they'll have to try to have it, you know.
Put hot water
they'll pour it into the...
You burn the hot water.
Into the thing.
And then have it.
Yeah.
And then they pour it
down. Yeah. Okay. Okay, everybody, so this is some things we've mentioned in the past, but now you saw it more inside these things. So, Bez Hashem on Wednesday, Siyata Tshmai, we should continue. What's the next packet that we have here? Is there a Mami Panu in the we pass it a Mami Panu?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even say there a Mami Panu. The Mami Panu quote in the Shach says that what's the difference between Liban and Hagalah? So he wants to say that we normally assume when it's a liquid, so that's bishul, and you only need hagala. And when there's no liquid, that's sli, and then you just need ash. But what would if you like be cooking blood, you know, in a pot? Would you kasher it with liban or hagala? The simple shot is that's bishul. You would kasher it with hagala. He says, you know, you need liban because the only time we're matir hagala is if there's a buffer. There's a kosher buffer. So if there's treif meat and you have water, so then the bli is not going to be so strong, so it's a kosher buffer. So memela, so therefore you only need hagola. Mashen came by tzli, there's no buffer. It's just the treif meat. So then you need liban. And that's how he explains the difference between frying pans of Pesach versus frying pans the year round. We said we'll put the Vilna Gaon, maybe, you know, this is like Rosh Hashanah said, a sfeik sfeika. He says aboard that the by Pesach, so the oil is not chametz thick, so by Pesach you had the buffer. You had your French toast, but then you had your oil. So you had a kosher buffer. When Shane came to Goyisha pots, they had treif oil. So really you didn't have any buffer. That's why there's a whole discussion about the Rabbi Yosef as a whole tshuva. You know, there used to be a thing, I don't know if anyone does it today, when you buy disposable pans, the aluminum pans, that some post compelled you had to kasha them. Yeah, you had to kasha them because they were smeared with oils that weren't necessarily kosher. And so there were three shittas. One shita says that you can do Hagala. One shita says, no, you have to do Liban because there's no buffer. The smearing is not kosher. There was no kosher buffer. So then that requires Liban like the Ramami Panu. And then Rav Avadi Yosef, he says, no, he was talking about the thing that he smeared was Nifsom Mechilas Adam, and therefore you wouldn't need it.
So why is blood worse than treif soup?
Treif soup?
You also need liver problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Blood out the blood.
Yeah. So I don't know how to talk about it. I don't think, even though I like this Ramami Pana, but La Halacha, I don't think we necessarily postulate the Ramami Pana. So then, blood that you would cook in a pot would just require water to be cooked in that same pot. And the Ramami Pana is, it's interesting. I like it. It's interesting. But La Halacha, I won't say it's from the.
Apply to any trait, any liquid trait or substance.
Right, you got it.
Including oil.
What?
Including oil.
Yeah, that was his whole board. He has a whole new shot in the tshuva of why frying pans for Pesach are Hagolah, frying pans for the rest of the year are Liban. Because frying pans for Pesach, you're frying from the French toast. So that, but the French toast had kosher and Pesach oil. So therefore, there's a buffer. So you only need Hagalah. Hashem came to treif, so when you get it from a guy, the oil that he used was also treif, and therefore there was no kosher buffer, so therefore you would need Liban. It's an interesting shot, but...
So the French toast is considered a bushel, not steel. But the oil makes it a...
We got to be this, yeah.
For the reason for Hagalah by the 10, why?
Because it's like liquidy fat that was smeared on it. So you just need Hagala. But according to Ramami Panu, there was no buffer. So therefore, the liquid was straight. So then that's, whenever there's no buffer, you automatically need Liban. And Ravad Yosef says, no, the whole thing is you don't need anything. Okay? That is the story. What page?
One.
Yeah, Epsher, you see?
You see
where the arrow is? Omnam, Tarachlein, the Kedera, Sachas, Mokabel Zeya. Shem Chomer, Sicha, Shem Lom, Akafta, Mokabel Zeya. You see it? He says, who says it's Mokabel Zeya? Maybe the heat is so intense that it's not going to let it become Hosea.
That's not,
is it Shema? Shema, yeah. Shema. So others say more than Shema.